I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's good news and bad news coming out of Nepal. The good news is the proposed new constitution allows freedom of religion, including Christianity. President of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Ohanan, says currently,
Nepali government do not recognize Christianity as a religion. You cannot register a church by property in the name of any church. So the fact that they will recognize Christianity as a religion
means Christians can register by property and build churches. The bad news? Anti-conversion restrictions. He's asking people to pray as the Constitution is expected to be approved soon. Next, a lack of investment and ruinous brain drain has left Kenyans with few quality health facilities. Dr. Dick Bransford is serving with Africa Inland Mission at the Kajabi Hospital in Kenya. They've developed a training program for general surgeons in pediatric surgery and a fellowship. Training helps keep doctors in the area, but the gospel makes all the difference. It sets their facilities apart from the rest.
Through the work of Bethany Kids, which is at Kajabi Hospital, the pediatric ward, we're seeing about 2,500 people a year come to the Lord. And that's a tremendous bonus on top of the medical care.
And Burma's military dictatorship makes it hard for anyone to enter and proclaim Christ. Yet, because AMG works with nationals, the ministry's done it. A local evangelist is responsible for establishing three churches in a region where Typhoon Nargis hit. Although she lost her own home, she continued to witness to her fellow typhoon victims, and soon many came to know Christ. Today, more than 50 believers meet in her home. Pray for more ministry opportunities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. This is the last week. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.